if all your dishes are dirty, you have to what?
Wash them.
And if you didn't have a dishwasher and you had to do it by hand, you would wash the dishes and then you would do
rinse
what?
Them.
And then you would
dry them.
What do you use to dry dishes with?
Usually a clean cloth, and in many instances now we use Kimberly Clark's paper items to dry them. But more often they heat it, blow them, and don't bother at all with another washer. You just they stay there until they're cooked almost again, and that's it. And you take them out, they're bone dry and hot.
What do you call that thing that you dry with?
It's dryer. A drying process.
What do you...
Apparatus of some kind for drying.
What do you call the thing that you bathe your face with?
I bathe mine with a wash rag.
And after you take a bath, you dry off with a...
With a bath towel. Sometimes. I like the small cloth rather. It invigorates the skin. In other words, you know, I do that on purpose because being an old athlete, I just like to get as much exercise during that time. Because it requires more use of the muscles and engages more parts of the body than just with a towel. As such.
What do you turn water on with at a sink?
Wash it.
And if it got so cold and your pipes were unprotected, you'd say that they would
freeze
and
burst.
Do you know what molasses used to come in?
First one that I've ever seen, I believe, a can. I believe they were, because old Sugar House molasses, what they call Sugar Glen, Brother Rabbit, and Sugar House, various other name brands, but they always came in cans and had to be open in two places in order that it would flow out, because my folk used to refer to it as slow as molasses in the wintertime, and it was extremely slow, they wanted to hurry it up.
Have you ever heard it called a stand of molasses?
A stand? I don't believe I've ever heard that expression, although I've passed by a lot of the sugar houses in Louisiana where they made this river cane syrup. But you take your own container over there, whether it was a bottle or you name it, they fill it up according to their measurements, and you pay for their measurements regardless of what you took them. But I never heard that expression. Because these were right out of the spouts that after the molasses were cooked, then it went into a big reservoir. And it was very much like a container that they would, vinegar or kerosene or any other items that they stored in. Because they had sometimes a turning apparatus that they would regulate it so that it would be 1 pint or whatever that. The closest thing to 1 pint, 1/4, 1 gallon, a 1/2 gallon, I guess maybe. Mm-hmm. But I've heard of the stand, though.
If, when they were pouring this stuff, maybe if you took a bottle down there and they had to pour, like, molasses into it for you, what might they put in the top of it?
A funnel.
What is used to drive horses to make them go faster in a buggy, when you're driving a buggy?
Oh, that's a whip. I hadn't heard that term before. That's a good one. Persuader.
If